Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Talk the Science of Conversation and the Art of Being Ourselves by Alison Wood Brooks is a research-based nonfiction book about how conversation works and how people can improve. Brooks, a Harvard Business School professor and behavioral scientist, treats everyday talk as a skill that can be studied, practiced, and refined rather than as a vague social talent some people naturally possess. The book combines findings from psychology, linguistics, sociology, and neuroscience with examples from ordinary and high-stakes settings such as sales calls, speed dates, interviews, negotiations, and apologies. Its purpose is not to turn readers into performers, but to help them become more effective, attentive, and flexible conversational partners. The central framework, TALK, organizes the book around four practical dimensions of conversation: topics, asking, levity, and kindness. Together, these ideas show how small choices in wording, timing, curiosity, and listening can strongly shape trust, connection, and mutual understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the TALK framework turns conversation into a learnable skill. The book's main contribution is its structured framework for analyzing conversation through four elements: topics, asking, levity, and kindness. This matters because it shifts conversation from a vague social instinct to a set of observable behaviors that can be improved. Brooks argues that many people rely on habit rather than intention, which is why conversations often feel awkward, shallow, or unproductive. The framework gives readers a practical way to diagnose what is happening in a talk and what is missing. If a conversation stalls, the issue may be poor topic choice. If it feels one-sided, the problem may be weak question asking. If it becomes tense, levity may be absent. If it feels flat or transactional, kindness and listening may be insufficient. By breaking conversation into these components, Brooks makes the subject easier to study and easier to practice. The framework is also valuable because it applies across contexts, from casual chats to professional interactions, making it more versatile than books that focus only on networking, persuasion, or conflict resolution. Secondly, topic preparation matters because good conversations need direction. One of the book's most distinctive arguments is that topics should often be prepared in advance rather than improvised entirely on the spot. Brooks treats topic selection as a real conversational task, not a minor detail, because the subject matter of a conversation determines whether it gains momentum, creates comfort, or collapses into silence. Many people assume spontaneity is the highest form of conversational skill, but the book shows that planning can actually support more natural exchanges by reducing uncertainty. A prepared topic is not a script. It is a way of ensuring there is something concrete to build on if the interaction needs energy or structure. This is especially important in professional settings where time is limited and misalignment can waste attention. Brooks also emphasizes that topic management is dynamic. Good conversationalists do not just choose an opening subject. They monitor whether the current topic is still working and shift when necessary. This attention to flow helps explain why some conversations feel easy and mutual while others feel forced or aimless. Thirdly, asking better questions creates depth, not just politeness. Brooks places unusual emphasis on asking, because questions are one of the clearest ways to shape the quality of an interaction. The book argues that people often ask too few questions or ask them too mechanically, even though questions are essential for learning, rapport, and responsiveness. Asking well is not simply a matter of being polite. It is a method for reducing self-focus and increasing curiosity about another person's perspective. The book suggests that strong question asking includes follow-up questions, open-ended prompts, and a willingness to explore rather than quickly redirect. This approach helps conversations move beyond rehearsed exchanges into more meaningful territory. Brooks also shows that asking is connected to listening, since a question only improves a conversation if the answer is genuinely taken in and used. In professional life, this skill matters in interviews, leadership, sales, and team management, where questions reveal understanding and signal respect. In personal relationships, it builds closeness because it communicates that another person's thoughts and experiences are worth more than a superficial response. Fourthly, levity helps conversations feel human without becoming superficial. Levity in the book is not about forcing jokes or performing humor for its own sake. Brooks uses the concept more broadly to describe lightness, warmth, and small moments that reduce tension and make interaction feel more alive. This is important because many conversations fail not from a lack of seriousness, but from being too stiff, overly controlled, or emotionally flat. Levity can make difficult topics easier to approach, help strangers relax, and prevent ordinary exchanges from becoming overly formal. Brooks presents it as a conversational resource that helps people navigate awkwardness and sustain engagement. The point is not to avoid depth, but to create a social atmosphere in which depth is possible. This makes levity especially useful in mixed or uncertain settings, where participants may need a little warmth before they are willing to open up. By treating levity as a deliberate practice rather than a personality trait, the book expands the reader's sense of what effective communication can look like. It shows that being serious and being personable are not opposites. They can reinforce each other when used well. Lastly, kindness means attentive listening and genuine curiosity about others. Kindness is one of the book's most important correctives to shallow listening. Brooks does not define kindness as simple agreeableness or nice manners. She presents it as an active orientation toward making the other person feel seen, heard, and respected. This requires more than waiting for one's turn to speak. It involves listening carefully, showing curiosity, and resisting the impulse to dominate or judge the conversation too quickly. The book connects kindness to trust because people are more likely to open up when they sense that the listener is not merely performing attention, but actually trying to understand. This has practical consequences in all kinds of conversations, especially difficult ones. In disagreement, kind listening can shift the goal from winning to learning. In apology or repair situations, it can make reconnection possible by reducing defensiveness. Brooks's treatment of kindness is notable because it grounds a moral-sounding idea in concrete behavior: ask better questions, stay attentive, and demonstrate that the other person matters. That makes kindness not just an attitude, but a measurable conversational practice. In conclusion, Talk is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible guide to improving everyday communication. It will be especially useful for professionals, leaders, managers, teachers, students, and anyone who feels that conversations often go better in theory than in practice. The book also fits readers who are anxious in social settings, since it replaces vague advice with a clear framework that can be applied immediately. Its main benefit is practical. It helps readers see where conversations go wrong and gives them specific tools to improve topic choice, question asking, warmth, and listening. Its intellectual value is equally strong because it shows that ordinary talk is a sophisticated human activity shaped by psychology and social behavior. What sets it apart from many communication books is its evidence-based approach. Brooks does not rely on slogans or generic advice. She builds her argument from research and applies it to real conversational settings. The result is a book that is both analytically rigorous and genuinely usable. Readers looking for a guide that combines science, clarity, and everyday relevance will find it more distinctive than typical self-help books about communication. If you would like to support Allison Wood Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.